Lee holds his grandmother's hand as he leads her to the back porch. He thinks about how her hand feels like tissue paper. Her voice is soft and raspy like sandpaper on velvet. She talks like she's already a ghost. "I don't believe you," Laura says. "Mama, we're back in Oregon. Look at the woods outside," Lee says. He opens the door. The back porch is shadier than it normally is. It is summer in Texas, but somehow it is cooler. "I need my glasses," she says. Lee walks his grandmother to a bench seat. He looks at the cardboard and drywall trees he has made. They stand much higher than the fence and block the views of the neighbors' homes. He notices the paint smears of green and brown, and he tucks Laura's glasses deeper into his pocket. "See, we're back home, just like you wanted." Laura lights a Virginia Slim and inhales deeply. She looks younger when she smokes. Looks like she is listening to good jazz. Maybe at one point the bench she is sitting on was a piano. Instead of a loose-fitting nightgown, she wears red. All red, and a spotlight hits her, and everyone in the room feels like they were just kissed by brake lights. I can still hear the cars on the overpass, Lee. Maybe I've never been old before, but I ain't dumb. "Mama, that's just the wind." Without his help, she would never make it down the steps to touch the trees. From where she sat, Lee was confident. She couldn't be too sure what she was looking at. "Boy, just give me my glasses." Lee doesn't move. He fills himself with the fear of growing old, watches as she stares at the makeshift trees in her backyard. He thinks about dinner last night and how she stared at him over turkey and potatoes and very calmly asked him who he was and what did he do with her horse. "Why, Alan, I don't think I've seen you since Bill kicked the bucket," she said shortly after, her gaze so dead her eyes might have been painted on. Lee made a fist under the table to keep the tears in. She smacked her knee as soon as she noticed the wet shrink wrap tighten around his eyes and laughed. "Boy, I'm just joking. You and your dad were always so emotional." "Dad died before I was born," he reminded her. "You look just like him," Laura said. "I'm only kidding. I've never been old before, and I'm just trying to enjoy it." The memory of the night before is broken by Laura asking once again for her glasses. "I don't know where they are, Mama. Get me some water and have a look, Lee." Lee disappears into the house and comes out with two glasses of ice water. Lee refills the glasses three more times throughout the day. It is night. The porch light adds new lines to her face. There are spots that he hadn't noticed before. Little smudges, signs of aging. Maybe it's a trick of the light. "I know this ain't home," she says. "If you say so," Lee replies. Laura lights another slim, and she looks young again.